This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Now, who have we got on the line? Oh. Some person from Sydney.
Some person? I think that some person is our own Paul Hall.
Yeah.
How are you, Paul?
Good morning, everyone. I've got to tell you, you would not believe where I am standing. I am in Sydney, obviously, for Mardi Gras this morning, and I have had to come out. I'm standing probably in a rat-infested bin area behind a bar, where all sorts of goings-on, I think, probably happen, just to get a peace and quiet from the busy Oxford Street.
Oh, they just don't do lanes like we do.
Covered in glitter.
They don't,
the rats covered in glitter, Paul?
Dylan, I can tell you everyone is covered in glitter here today.
Aren't they using, a new sort of bio-glitter this year?
Yeah, that's right, Fiona. So they want to make sure that they're being aware of the environment. So they don't want people bringing glitter that is not good for the environment, but they do have some glitter brands out there.
Oh, so there's ecologically responsible glitter. What is next?
Exactly, Macca, exactly.
Guilt-free sex?
It should be guilt-free anyway.
In the alley I'm in at the moment, I'm sure there's a lot of that already going on. now, before I go on, I've just stepped out of the Joy Breakfast. All of the big names from our loving radio station, Dina Curie, Judy Kelly, Dee Mason, all sat around there drinking their deconstructed lattes. Sydney's trying to take on Melbourne. And we're trying to make sure that we can get ourselves organised to bring you the very best content for the Mardi Gras that's coming up this afternoon.
So what's, it's a different, we're doing Mardi Gras differently to the last few years. Tell us, what's your take on it, Paul? How do you... Go on.
I think Joy would obviously want to make sure that we record the Mardi Gras as best as possible. I think if we could whirl back the time machine, we would be wanting to do something like we did with SBS last year and very much get involved to be up front. Sadly, that hasn't happened this year. However, what we are going to be doing is bringing you a whole bunch of content. So we've got three sets of teams that are going to be in the marshalling area as everyone's getting their floats ready, getting their costumes organised and really putting on those finishing touches to the paint. And then what we'll do is we'll interview virtually every major float we can get our hands onto. And then as we're doing that, there'll be people recording stuff live in the studio, and we're going to put the whole package together for a four-hour Mardi Gras spectacular that will go to air next Saturday. So you don't have to miss any of the atmosphere. We're going to try and grab it all for you here today.
Wow.
I think that sounds like it'll be such a great, people can relive it next weekend.
Whose dog is that?
Or is it a tram? That would be a tram. Is it?
No, a tram. No. They've been trying to build a light rail in George Street for 18 years.
There was a dog in the background somewhere. So we should have a great time. We've got different spots as well. So we've got three different areas along the route, so we can try and get different content. The rumoured is there could be a big surprise halfway through the parade this evening.
Is that start with a K?
Kylie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Kylie. And I think that's probably got some credibility this year because she's been touring Europe with Jake Shears. And obviously Jake Shears is this year's big headlining act at the after party. So there's going to be lots of rumours going around that she might actually make it happen this year.
Would it be disappointing if we expected Kylie and we just got Danny?
Oh, no, I've met Danny. She's a lovely girl.
Danny's lovely. I think Danny's lovely. And she has a little bit less eye surgery than her sister.
Oh, okay. More natural.
Oh, she's more natural.
Fiona, I would never guess.
Yes, I think it's true. I do believe that there is a cosmetic treatment out there called the Kylie Eye.
Oh.
And you too can get one.
Okay. I'll get two.
Probably that could be just the same. Dirty female gossip.
Possibly from Fiona on Joy.
Yes, that's right. Mm.
So what's... are you going to be partying, Paul?
Mackie, you know me. I'm a very quiet, shy, retiring type.
Last year, Paul, I ran into you at the after party and I was like, who's this shirtless at 3 a.m.?
Yes.
And then it was you.
It was very warm. Yeah. If you remember last year.
That's your excuse.
So one of the things I found very different, I've never been in Sydney the day before, but I was up here working yesterday, and just the amount of businesses that have put money into to rainbow paraphernalia. One big hotel chain had even taken their great big rooftop neon sign, and it says the hotel name in a neon, and every cafe, shop window, road sign has had something done to it. And you really feel that the city is embracing this, and there is some serious money behind making sure that the queer community and all the various colours that it represents really feels welcome. And it's something I hadn't experienced before, which has made me feel really warm and fuzzy, even before we get onto the real partying later on today.
Well, I guess they've got to, you know, also because they're putting in this wonderful bid for World Pride in 2023, yeah, which is just extraordinary. And I think that, you know, everyone, every city, I mean, Melbourne will also reap the benefits
of
that.
That'll be 45 years.
45.
Marty, since, yeah. Yeah, 78.
Absolutely.
That would be.
So they're putting on a really massive show because they want to show the world that
Actually,
Pride should be here.
The George Street light rail should be open by then.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish for too many things, Frank.
No. So, you know, you've talked a little bit about the feel around the city, Paul. I mean, one of the challenges often is getting around Sydney. Mm. You know, obviously, yes, I've made jokes about their light rail, otherwise known as trams. But it's pretty, you know, there's a lot of the events, you know, because Oxford Street is no longer the centre of the queer world. There are other parts of Sydney that are. Do you have much of a feel about what's going on, you know, in Newtown and other places, Petersham and all those sort of places? Or you're not...
I've not ventured out as far. I only got as far as Redfern yesterday. And you're right, it is a very CBD-centric atmosphere, but there is a whole programme of particularly arts and theatre and performance art that's going on in a whole bunch of theatres and display venues around the city. So there's an awful lot going on. I just don't think you get the touch of glitter and rainbow spreading much beyond the CBD area. Yeah. But I do feel, from when I spoke to some of the taxi drivers yesterday, they said the organisation of trying to close the right roads at the right time meant that the city actually keeps on moving. It slows down for sure, but it's fairly easy to get around, and it's no worse than it normally is. And they were quite impressed with the organisation that they managed to make sure that that's been quite well planned. But I guess they've had a lot of practice, Macca.
Well, I was going to say, if they can't get it right by now, but don't forget, you know, Sally Capp wants to bring it to, wants Mardi Gras in Melbourne. Remember when she said that
yes,
on the show?
Yes, she did.
Many, many months ago.
We haven't reminded her of that. No, it would be the wrong time to remind her of that.
That's
maybe
right.
Maybe after Mardi Gras.
Maybe we could march down the High Line when it's open.
That's right. There you go. Now,
that's a winning ticket.
There's a win. Yeah, exactly.
Didn't the Labor government promise a kind of a Pride festival
for
Smith Street around there?
That's true. Or we could wait. We could move Pride to the High Line. That could be another opportunity. I think that would be really great. I'm sure Midsummer would be open to that.
Yeah.
And then it would be, you know, like, has anyone seen that incredible YouTube clip of the guys doing that wonderful Queen song along that bridge in Sydney? I just love that.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Of course, I need to.
Next time Sally's in town, maybe we'll give her a brainstorming session of how we can actually bring Mardi Gras to life in all the various guises across the Melbourne skyline.
Mm. Very true, very true. Well, next week is when the action's happening on Joy. It is a four-hour broadcast hosted by Miller from Jam Sessions, T from 6 at 6, and someone called Dylan.
Oh.
Should be exciting. 4 hours of non-stop fun for 41 years. Paul, stay hydrated, both with water and also any other liquids that you choose to enjoy tonight. And cover it very well for us.
I just want to, before I go, Dylan, just want to say, Macca, I am so proud of you today. And I heard the emotion. I wish I was in the studio with you. But what a great speech this morning, and very proud.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul. And
I'll get the picture on, and I'll send you some pictures later on.
Yeah, have a great night, and party safe, please.
Okay, take care, guys. See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.